Welcome to the Advanced Meditation Course. I had this plan about what I was going to say next, but I realized that I'm just very touched that this is happening and that we all get to be part of this. This is work that I've been doing for a number of years, kind of, not secretly. It's just that it's been kind of private until some people asked me to make it not private, and here we are, so this is a real treat. You might remember my invitation where I asked if any of the following sound like you. You have a meditation practice that you want to take to the next level, or you want to meditate but have some seeming resistance to practicing regularly, or you've tried meditation but it doesn't seem to, big air quotes, work for you. Maybe you want to meditate and don't even know where to begin. Or you hope that meditation will somehow fix or improve something about you. Or simply, you just want to be happier, more grateful, more peaceful, more relaxed. And if possible, you'd like to get there without spending 20 years sitting in a cave, or for some of us, 20 minutes, even a day, sitting on our butts. If any of that sounds remotely like you, again, welcome. I think you're going to find that you're in for a very powerful and perhaps, for some of you, life-changing time. As I mentioned, I've had a meditation practice since about 1974, and about 5 years ago, it took a rather radical change. From that shift, I ended up developing these rather unusual techniques that deliver very powerful results in a very short period of time. And yeah, I taught them to some individuals who said, I think it's time to make these more available. And so here we are. Welcome. These techniques are a little unusual, and so is the class. Let me say how. First of all, you're not going to be spending hours sitting on your butt. You will not be bored. Of course, you might not be excited either. It's just simply not what you think. In fact, if you think meditation is something somber, something where we have to speak in a sleep-inducing New Age voice, you are in for a surprise and probably a treat. Before we get started, let me say a couple things about what makes these techniques unusual. This is the, in a way, the big thing that I discovered that kind of moved things around. Meditation techniques break down into two fundamental schools. The first is the path of purification. And the purification techniques are based on the idea that once you fix or improve or control yourself in some way, then you're going to get the promised payoff. Then you will find this thing that some people call enlightenment. Or if we want to be a little less grandiose, maybe you'll find the end of suffering. Maybe life just won't hurt so much. The other school is the path of realization or recognition, literally recognition. A new way of thinking or a new way of being. Techniques from this really lesser known school instead give you an immediate and direct introduction to, boy, this is where words don't work. So I had to write it down to, so I could remember the way I like to say it, which is the already and always transparent and complete. The purification techniques, by and large, they ask you to do something with your awareness, with your attention. So, for example, you'd be watching your breathing, or watching your thoughts, or counting your breathing, or counting your thoughts, or repeating mantras, or visualizing, or trying to do something to your energy system, etc. These techniques, it seems, take time to produce results, and the results seem to occur as a side effect of the continual reining in of awareness. In other words, you kind of limit the scope of what your mind can do, and eventually it seems to escape from that and give us these very interesting experiences. The realization or the recognition techniques, on the other hand, they don't have you do something to your awareness. What they do is they invite you to discover something about awareness itself, about consciousness. These techniques, in a way, are more like reminders or pointers to something that you always knew in the deepest part of your being, but for some reason have forgotten how to see or have just been distracted from noticing. So while it takes some time, not much, to get these reminders, once you find them, they're instantly available from that moment forward. You don't need to take yourself out and recreate something. It's just something that's always present, in the same way that you might not be aware right now that you have arms, but now that I mentioned it, you can suddenly feel them. They were always there. We just weren't noticing. The techniques in the Advanced Meditation course are realization or recognition techniques. And I want to be clear, though, I'm not putting down the purification techniques. I did them for 25 years quite assiduously. I still do them sometimes, still enjoy them very much. And even though I had moments of clarity, of insight, of profound peace of mind, God, boy, I remember this one time I was just sitting in my apartment in Manhattan, and I had one in-breath and out-breath that the way that that happened, I was blissed out for 4 days afterwards from one in-breath and out-breath. But these moments were a little rare, a little unpredictable, certainly difficult to reproduce, and often fleeting. And most of the time, I wasn't really happy because I wasn't getting there to that goal fast enough. Or frankly, I wasn't sure if I was getting anywhere. And when I checked, I wasn't quite sure that my teachers were either. Actually, the real truth is I discovered that the idea of just going to sit on my meditation cushion filled me with tremendous stress because it was just a continual reminder of how far away I was from where I thought I wanted to be. The very act of going to look at the cushion that I was going to sit on was stressful because it was just telling me, you're not there. Experiencing awareness itself from the realization techniques, what I found is it gives all the same benefits of the purification techniques. The stress reduction, the peace of mind, clarity, let's call it spiritual insight. It also has one added bonus, though. And that bonus is that you can use and experience these benefits, again, in your daily life. You don't have to take yourself out. You don't need to stop. You don't need to escape. I just had a memory of a guy I knew. This is back in 1980, 81, who had been, he's an American. He had been living as a Thai monk for a number of years and had just come back to the States. And the person he was living with decided he needed something to do other than sit. And he decided to coach Little League. I remember seeing him after he came back from his first game. And the first thing he said was, I've got to be sitting more. Yeah. He just got really, really stressed from how much he wanted his kids to win, how much he wanted them to perform the way he knew they could, and how reality wasn't matching what he wanted. And he thought the solution was to take himself out of the game, literally, and sit more. The realization techniques allow you to stay in the game. Here's a sort of wacky story about that. I was in Atlanta just recently at a seminar, and while I was waiting in line, I struck up a conversation with a woman who was standing next to me, and I don't know where the conversation went, but eventually she talked about how she had been on a lifelong struggle, lifelong path to improve herself, and it really wasn't working. So I asked her if she wanted to try something fun. Now, for people who know me, they know that when I say, do you want to try something fun, that's code for, would you like to have your mind blown completely apart? And not knowing that, she said yes. So I taught her one of the advanced meditations, one that we'll be doing soon. And within about 2 minutes, something had changed. You could tell. I mean, you could see it in her eyes. You could hear it in her voice. You could just see something had changed. And so I asked her what her experience was as she was standing in this room with, I don't know, about 120 very energetic, noisy people. And it was just amazing to listen. Her answer just sounded like something you would have heard from a spiritual book that you had just bought or from a teacher that you had just spent a lot of time, effort, and money to go see. I wrote it down. Her answer was something like, there's no way I can describe the tone in her voice. You'll experience it soon enough, but there's no way I can describe it. She just was sort of amazed and calm. She said, everything looks totally divine as it is, including, and then she was stunned, she's including me, this thing that she'd been trying to fix for all those years. So 3 days later, after making some deals at this seminar that would probably change the course of her life, it was very, very sweet. She came up and said that our conversation, that's what she called it, our conversation, the fact that she was able to reliably find what had happened as a result of that conversation, was the most valuable thing she received. She'd never meditated before. That wasn't her thing. My joke is the advanced meditations are so advanced that even advanced meditators can do them. And what I mean is that, you know, those of us who've been involved with meditation for a long time often have ideas about what it is, how it works, how to do it, the way it's supposed to be done, how often you should do it, what the point of doing it is, how you know if it's working or not, all of that. And what I can tell you is any of that can interfere with actually having what you really want. Now, that said, I want to be clear, there's also no philosophy here. It's simpler than that. Just some interesting things to discover for yourself about yourself. If you do find some seeming philosophical problem between what we're doing and what you think, that's fine. Just I'm inviting you to bring it to me in some way. Often when we start experiencing ourselves or the world differently than the way we've kept it familiar for all these years, it can come up as a complaint or a problem or an argument. It's fine. That's just one of our techniques for keeping things familiar. So just be gentle with yourself and please do share it. You can use any of the techniques that we're going to do in the advanced meditation course as a complete practice. I don't even know what that means as I say it, because it's not like a path to get from somewhere to somewhere, but basically it's something that you could be doing. I'll just leave it as a practice, and you'll make up whatever you think that means. You can also just add these as a supplement to some existing practice. I'm not here to try and replace anything you're doing. I'm not trying to take anything away from you. In fact, you might find that what you discover from doing these just takes your practice again to a whole new level, and you'll see why, too. The experience of the people that I've worked with is that when you do these practices, they do very quickly and dramatically deepen the effects of any of the purification practices as well. You may have noticed that I keep saying techniques when I refer to the advanced meditation course. It was said that the Buddha taught 84,000 different meditation techniques. He also had 84,000 students. So one technique for each student. I like to say that, you know, he wasn't just showing off. It was because he knew that we each respond differently to different methods, and he was the master at matching the method to the meditator. The advanced meditation course, we're not going to have 84,000 techniques, thankfully, and I am not the master who can pick the perfect technique for you. But what we'll be doing instead is exploring a number of unique methods. Each one only takes 5 or 10 minutes to learn. And you'll know which, maybe one or two, are the best ones for you at this time. And that phrase, at this time, is important because you might find that one of the things that you experience that only has a mild effect or maybe doesn't work for you at all now, when you come back to it in a month or 2 months or 6 months or a year or on your deathbed, it becomes a life-changing tool. So here's how we're going to do these. There's going to be a brief introduction to the techniques. Each one of them has a little setup, something to consider before we practice it. And then the practice part. Now, about the practice part, there's no special position you need to be sitting in. It's my favorite thing when you're in a room full of people and someone says, let's meditate, and everyone adjusts into the meditation position. Okay? There's no special position you need to be in. Immediately, when I mentioned this, especially to, I was the other day talking about this to some meditation teachers, and they just had a list of arguments about why you need to sit in this particular way. It's like, fine, if you want to do that, do it. It's fine. I'm not saying don't. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm not saying that sitting with your spine straight and your legs behind your head is not the best way. You know? I don't know. I'm just saying these don't require that. The second thing is, I can't tell you how long to do these for. Because we're not trying to fix something here, so more is not necessarily better. Time is not a larger balm for the wound that you think you have. So the instructions will say something like, continue until it's done. It's about you. You'll know when it's done. You know, eventually, if you're a good baker, you don't need to put it too thick in the cake. You can tell. You look at it, it's done. You can feel it, it's done. You know. And just in case, because of time constraints, because I know that some people can have a lot of fun with these and be gone in for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, forever. I'm going to ring a bell after just 5 or 10 minutes, just so you get a taste of these. If you're done before I ring the bell, great. If not, that works too. You don't need to worry about the time. Then we'll have a little Q&A or feedback or debriefing. And for many of these techniques, we'll have a second practice, a smaller session. Because once you do the first one, it's kind of a ramping up or a doorway or a gateway or I don't know how else to say it. It just opens up the experience so that when you do it the second time, there's some subtleties, some refinements, some other directions to explore. And we'll do those. Then we'll take a little break and we'll do another.